Zok the Mishnah. Shorsh Yisrael, Shnogach, Shorsh Lehekdish. Shlehekdish, Shnogach, Shorsh Yisrael, Shorsh Lehekdish, Potter. Shnema, Shor Eyu, Beloy Shorsh Lehekdish. Not Reyu. Shorsh Yisrael, Shnogach, Shorsh Lehekdish, Potter. Shnani, Shnogach, Shorsh Yisrael, Ben Tan Ben Mu'er, Mishal Nazik Shalom. Who said there's no discrimination? And so we'll see in the Gemara exactly how that works. But the guy is Chayim Nezek Sholem and we're Potter. Now, Masak Gemara, again, Hekdish, Masnisin, the Loker of Shimon, Ben Menasse, his son, Shoshal Hekdish, Noga Shoshal Hekdish, Shal Hekdish, Noga Shoshal Hedyet, Potter, Shanemar, Sharei, Bloy Shoshal Hekdish. I'm Shimon Menasse Aimer, Shoshal Hekdish, Noga Shoshal Hedyet, Potter. Like the Mishnah says by a guy, also got be hektish, and then fakir with more machmir, we have to pay nezek shalom. Ami, Micah said Reb Shimon. So what's the logic behind this? Ireu dafka. If you tell me, it says Re'eyu, it's Dafka Re'eyu, I feel she'll head yet, she'll nugga, she'll hektish, lift her. Right, when do you have this split, the hektish that's negechas, it's potter, charikos Re'eyu. When we damage hektish, okay, it's more machmes, monoshah, how are we dealing with the psukim? Do we go with Re'eyu, we don't go with Re'eyu? Ireyu Dafka. Yeah, I feel hektish shenami. Irei was lab dafki. I feel hektish shenagach hektish b'chayiv. If Irei is dafka, then we should also be potter. Chitayim loyim gusav reiu dafka. Miu hektish shenagach the hektish haritayim b'chayiv mishum k'mayis ilay mekal b'chayim. The hektish my hektish shenagach shal hektish b'chayiv. Shenagach the hektish. If it's more chomer to damage hektish than hedyet, b'chayiv by damaging hedyet, kolshkin b'chayiv damaging hektish. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? Daya b'madin liz kanidai. Malal and tam chatzin nezek, achnam tam chatzin nezek. If you're learning out of kal v'chomer, it can't be more than where you're learning out from. If you're learning out from a hedyet that damages a hedyet, hedyet and hedyet chum tam amud." So you can't say that, oh, hektish be damaging hektish is more chomer. Oh, so now it's ben ezek shalom. That's daya. That's classic daya. Can't be more than where you're learning out from. Mal halon tam chatzin ezek anachanami chatzin ezek. Elam reshlokish hakohoi b'chal nezek shalom. Shepar l'chol akosav re'eyu gabei tam. Re'eyu, so drush like this. Batsam, everything shouldn't pay nezek shalom. Elamai, by tam, it says re'eyu. So re'eyu, re'eyu gabei tam. Re'eyu, who the tam mishalom chatzin nezek? Mechal dehekti ben tam emur mishalom nezek shalom. Gemara is saying that re'eyu is a miyut by tam. Because batsam, the default should be nezek shalom. Yeah? Elamai is a parish of tam that pays chatzin nezek. So re'eyu, what says by tam, the miyut of that tam pays chatzin nezek is not by re'eyu, but when it's not re'eyu, then it goes back to the default b'etzem, which is nezek shalom. Yeah, nimkei nichtav kro lahay re'eyu gabi mu'ud elamai the miyut of re'eyu is a miyut. It's not a miyut b'chal the parasha. It's a miyut in tam paying chatzin nezek. Says Rashi. Yeah, Kinoga Hekdish Lift Logami. Hakoy Bchal Nazak Shalom, Omel Gemuid, Exiv Muid, Shalom Yishalim, Shor, Gemuid, Loinamareyu, Hilkoch, Kulam Mashma. Arey Lucho Hedyid, Chayiv, Behekdish, Hilkoch, Shapor Chakasav, Reyu, Vitam, Loy Lift Our Hedyid. Minazik Hajibah, right, to pat you. Elif akar lahakmer al ba the sham nezik shalim behekdish lametcha shloi lahitzi tam mechal nezik shalim el gabreyu. This that tam you don't pay nezik shalim only chatzin nezik. That's not by reyu. Reyu says if it's not by reyu, but it's hekdish, then it goes back to the way it should be, which is nezik shalim. Nimkain lifted ba nitzvei gabim mood. So that's why we say it's the meat and tam, they don't pay chasinat, you pay nezik shalom. Now, av hekdesh behegdiyat potter, the hekdesh afilu chamur loy hoyed, lech the meh mevur bolov, koshkin betam, v'chsev giga v'shar ish. Says Rashi, this is the hekdesh, so man of shalom. So why hekdesh damages are you potter? Says Rashi, because the hektish I feel b'chal mu'ed loy ha'ya. Lech l'meh m'hud b'bala. Since there's no bayil in b'hektish, me'el san chayach m'hud b'bala. Kol shkem etam t'il kiga b'sharish. Okay, so we'll leave the other b'shan Rashi for now. And that's Gemara first wanted to say the drasha of Re'eyu, right? So Miri has an interesting question, very important Miri, right? So he's the Gemiri. Miri has a kasha, we need a pasuk to tell Re'eyu, blood shall hektish. The hektish damages potter. If you can make hektish pay, b'chayro, how's hektish paying? With mois hektish. So you mean nana for mois hektish, so b'chayro, there'll be me'ila. B'chayro, there'll be me'ila. So how can hektish pay? Yeah? So forget about the chiyuv, no chiyuv. Say, Re'eyu tells me there's no chiyuv. What do I say? There is a chiyuv. Yeah? But how can hektish pay? If hektish give you money, it's mois hektish, it'll be nana, it'll be mois. Zokta miri. And no. So the chiyuv is of hektish, there's no meila. Just like they used to pay the workers from Zalishcha, Koshim Medgabayas. Because he's saying in his side, that if hektish owes you money, there's no meila. Mila is when I take Mois Hekdesh, I'm then randomly a member from it. But when if Hekdesh owes me money, that's not Mila. Oh, so Maisa, it's not so poshid, this Miri. So this Miri might be Shtigl Smach to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim famously says that the gather of Mila by Hekdesh is really stealing. It's stealing from Hekdesh. The parasha meal is stealing from Hekdesh. Yeah, it's not Isra HaNot. Normally you understand Hekdesh, it's Isra HaNot. It's Kaddish, it's also HaNot. He says, no, the gather of Isra being Nenna from Hekdesh is really a gather of stealing. He brings a raya, which is very debatable, Gabe the shir is a pruta, so he sees it in the moment. There's a lot to talk about that raya, not for now. What? Like the raya? What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
So if you look at Rabbeinu Menoyach and the Ramach in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin in Hilchos Chometz HaMatzah, you'll know what I mean. Now, Chaim always brings right from Tarnagol Shemarda. That if it ran away, whatever, it loses its kedusha. See, it's telling the mammon. Oh, the ma'isa, there is a redvar. Chanan, Kavishurim Chelik Beis and Lechav brings down the redvan in Bamutzia, Pei Zayin on Beis. Redvan talked about this question, similar question, that is a look like this. That normally, unless it's parasha, right? That a worker is allowed to eat. Right, if he's picking fruit, he's allowed to eat. He can't take it home. But he's picking grapes, he's allowed to eat as he's working. So we say though that's only by head. It says kamas re'echa. I think the pasuk says re'echa lehekdish. If you're harvesting the crops for hekdish, you can't eat. Rektor Edva, we need a pasuk. Yeah, this is meila. Yeah, this is meila. it's not why in the pasuk that you're working for Hekdesh, they can't eat. It's milas. It's Mars Hekdesh. How could you eat? Says Ritva, talking about a case where the kedusha wasn't chal, where someone was gave something to Hekdesh, but tonight shloyachol Hekdesh just belongs. The money belongs to Hekdesh, but it doesn't have kedusha's Hekdesh. That's what we're talking about. Doesn't have a mina that you'd be able to eat it because no kedusha. Kamash malon that no. Akapar misin Ritva, no, because I think. If you're B'chaim, for example, I think B'chaim God brings Raya from here. So, in other words, right? Like, right, B'chaim brings Raya from here. So, there's no Havamina, yeah? That worker that's working in Arla, yeah? He's allowed to eat it because he's allowed to eat. So, you know, it's Arla, he's allowed to eat. So what's the Havamina? You might be talking about this case itself. Elmer B'chaim says, because the Havamina was, he's allowed to eat because that's like part of his wages. So there's no gazelle. It's a gazelle. There's no gazelle. Kamashma no. Like when we're v'luchar the first, not like that. No, for the miri, you're in the kamashma. It's like a b'chayim. That's totally in the mumen. In the mum, right? Oh. So Mishnah said, "Shor shel Yisrael, shenog shor shel Kanani, is potter. Shor Kanani, shenog shor shel Yisrael, ain't time ben mu is chayin ezek shalom." Amri, the same problem. Man of shach, irei udafka. Yeah, if we go through Ayu, so, and that's why we're potter if we damage the guy, because not Re'ayu, Sim Cain, the Kanai, the Kanai, the Israel, and I'm a lifter. So it goes both ways. If you need Dafka Re'ayu, so the guy's ox, that Gor our ox, should be potter also. Re'ayu lav Dafka, Phil Israel, Kanai, the Kanai, the Kanai. So, Manoshav, again, how do you have this split that the Jew gores the guy? He's chayiv, he's potter, and the guy is potter, he's chayiv. And Rabbi Makra, Omad vayimoydeid eretz, ro'o v'yater goyim. Pasuk says, what is Pasuk saying? What is Omad vayimoydeid eretz, ro'o v'yater goyim? Says the Gemara, ro'o shev mitzvah shekibol leim b'nei noyach. Kivan shloi kaimu omad v'hitim moin li Yisrael. So Pasuk is telling me that omad v'yimoided eretz, Hashem saw the goyim were not keeping the mitzvahs. Meila ro v'yater goyim. What does it mean v'yater? Because Baruch Hu was matir the mammon of the goy to the Jew. Omad v'hitim moin li Yisrael because they weren't keeping Zayim mitzvahs. So Mela, that's why it's mutter. So Teisgar points out that the Gemara's mashma for some reason that this pasuk is dafka by mazik. Yeah, Om v'yater goyim. That if we damage them, we're potter, right? So Taisa says, "Mash medaf kminyan zesh nagav shor shalonu shor shalhem." So Taisa, what about gezlakum? Gezlakum, ma'ases machloikus. Gezlakum is mutter aser. So man dama it says, gezlakum is mutter. Where do you know it from? So I mean, I would just say pasha. I guess that man dama also learns it out from here. Amu viat the goyim. Because our gemara is saying agabe mazik, but that man dama says even agabe stealing. But Maizmi Pat, don't get all excited. We pass in Shulchan Aruch, Sim Shim Memches, Gez Lakum is officer. Okay, so let's not go around on a shooting spree over here. Yeah. A looting spree. Yeah. Fine. Rabbi Yechonon Mahacha. Haifia Mihar Paran. Mi Paran Haifia Memoinen Li Yisrael. What's Paran? Haifia is Rashi. Gil Memoinen. Vetiroi, miparan, why miparan? Kshasive, vihichzer, taira, kalumais, loikablua. Kshbar went around asking all the goyim if they wanted to take the taira. Didn't accept the taira. So, meila. So, hefia, rash is gilim, mainan, vetiran. Kshbar was matir, they're the mammon of the goyim. Tana mihachi, shoshe Yisrael, shenogach, shoshe knani, potter. Shoshe knani, shenogach, shoshe Yisrael, metamimu, and misham, mezak shalom. Shenemar, Oma b'imoyder eretz raw v'yater goyim. Raw that they weren't keeping the mitzvahs, and Shmuel will hit them a minor like a bow. V'oymer and the bride's got another pasuk like a breichanon. V'fimar paron like. There was a Gila Mainon Betiron from Har Par. My Vaimer, why do we need another Pasek? What's the one the first Pasek? Hitei Mahai Amma Vimoided Eretz Mi Boyle, Lechidrab Masna Ukrib Yasef. There's other things that are learned out of this Pasek. So Mela, for them, we need a second Pasek of Haifim Har Par. Says the Gemara. Toshima. Toshima. Ifim Harparan. Miparan. Ifim. Mimon Yisrael. Toshima. That's what we mean in the second pasuk. That's what we mean in the second pasuk. Now, Maidra Masna. Just that we need it because of Ramas Rabbi Yosef learned out something else from this pasuk. Who are these? What is Ramas Rabbi Yosef? Amr Masna. Omad Vayimoydir Aretz. Ra Vayata Goyim. Ra sheva mitzvahs nesnab olem neinoich lekayimum omad v'higla oisam me'ald masam. The Shmuel right higla oisam is right on kaftayrim and yaisim kaftar. All the pesukim mitayir that the goyim went to galus, they were kicked out of their land because they weren't keeping zayim mitzvahs. Ugoin uvasei yoshua chayrim. All the pesukim that we had in the beginning of Devarim that. All the pasukim of the Torah tell this nation got kicked out by that nation, etc., etc. And all that it was in the pasuk of Ra Vayater Goyim. My mashnai Vayater Lishin Negluye. It says Ra Vayater. What does Vayater have to do with Golus? Ksiv Hacha Vayater Goyim. Ksiv Hasam Lenate Behem Ala Aretz. Interesting. It's talking about by grasshoppers. Yeah. They jump, right? The grasshoppers have extra legs to help them jump. So lanata means to jump. So that's I guess the lotion of golus. You know, they jump away from the land. A little funny sushla, okay. Lanater, yeah. So that's we learn out the goals. My Rabbi Yosef, that's a masna. So that's what we needed. We had for something else. My Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Oma v'moyder aretz, ra v'yater goy. My ra, ra she mitzvah she kiblu aleim neinoyach loykayimum. Omad v'tiron lahem. Yisbaruchu went ahead and was matrit for them. Says the Gemara, is Guri Iskar. They were rewarding bad behavior because they stopped keeping the mitzvahs, so we're matred for them. We're giving schar, it's Guri Iskar. You're giving them schar for doing bad things. Him came and seen Uchaytin Iskar. You know, he does it there. Okay, so now you're potter. What's going on there? Amar, but Rav the Loimar, oh, Shafil Mekayim Oison, even our Mekayim it, Ein Mekayim Leim Eschar. Says Rashi, Loimar Shafil Mekayimim, Sharei Ein Mitzuvim, Al Ma'onchin Loi Patra. So in other words, Hashem took away the Eschar, but the Einish they still have. We'll see in a minute what does it mean because Hashem took away the Eschar. Yeah. A goy learns Torah, yeah, right? Who kain gadol? Tamulay mashiyas oisa adam v'chay behem kain olvim yisraelim loy nemar el adam. Halamata shavul nochiv oisa b'tayra harei kain gadol. Till applying. We'll see in a minute what that means in a second. Amri, so here you see they do get schar. Tzagi tell me they don't get schar. Gemara says, it's good isker. Saying they don't get schar. Meaning if they do it, they don't get schar. Here it says they get schar. Kohen Gadol. Yeah? The Gemara aim kam mischar kemit suvaisa. Hooray! Gold suvaisa mishenim suvaisa. El kemishenim suvaisa. Namrachlina gold suvaisa mishenim suvaisa. Okay. Oh, so here there's a bunch of nekudas over here. First of all. Second. This is a question whether Goy is called Adam, the other place is Goy is not called Adam. How is it? What? I know. One second, where is it? Oh, Stay is Kasha. Ah, I said the next one. One second. No, I said. Okay. The problem Hilchai, right? That Akim Shalom Atayr is Chayiv Misa. So why? Alright. Akim Shalom Atayr is Chayiv Misa. What's in? A Goy Shalom Atayr is Kohen Gadol. Yeah? Akim Shalom Atayr is Chayiv Misa. So it's not Tais. So Tais elsewhere says that, because it means not learning their halachas. I'm not talking about learning our Atayr, learning their halachas. So they. That is Kohen Gadol. Tari says, why is it Kohen Gadol? Because Gemara says, Yikar him epinim. Tari is Yakar from diamonds, from pearls. So what does it mean, epinim, the Chazal say? Kohen Gadol, anichnis lefnai lefnim. Okay, so Tari is more chash than the Kohen Gadol. That's why we're talking about Kohen Gadol. So it's mashne get schar. Gemara says, no, they only get a commission of Sevaisa. So here, there's a very, very important discussion in the Gedolei Achronim. And that is like this. So before that, there's a the sheet over here that they didn't print it here. Huh? There's one took it out. Okay, there used to be a Gillian. They used to print it in the Gillian over here. That the Shita, you know, has none of his mother here. The Shita, I'm not talking about, I can't believe it. It's spam. Huh? Does it have like on the side, the Shita Mubetzes? The Miri? Means that a Miri? No? A Miri Mulnil? Top. The Shita, which used to be printed inside of the Gemara and the Gillian, brings down a Miri. Yeah? Brings down a Miri. It says, yeah, the choshem kaim shav mitzvahs, then dina mitzleinu k'dineinu etzlam. Tell the Gemiri. Yeah, what does all Gemara say? Why is it Rav Yater Goyim? Yeah, because they do the mitzvahs. So Meir Lakish Baruch was matter the moment, etc. Says the Gemiri, by stories, only because the Goyim not keeping the Zayim mitzvahs. But if they keep the Zayim mitzvahs, then Halacha Mishnah changes. And we're chayiv if we damage them. Yeah? Harsh to Kapelli, yeah? So the Miri writes, that's what makes it choshed, that maybe it was because of the censors. Yeah? That's why he printed it inside of the Gemara. Yeah? It says, oh, ma'ata ein tzarech laimar bu'umois hagadurois b'darki dosis v'nimusim. Kolshkein, the wonderful goyim of today is, and me saying, you know, that they're sophisticated, that they're cultured, and they're not pagan, you know, goyim. A male kosher about the if we damage them, we have to pay. Yeah, my kesha been keeping zayin mitzvahs. So if you want to keep zayin, okay, that's maybe the sugya. The whole problem is because they're not doing the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah, then it doesn't apply. But if to say that goyim who are cultured and goyim who are or a nice guy in Mechtesi. So that would definitely make us believe that it was because of the censor. But Maisa, the other Miris in other places, which is interesting, which is typical, Miris, like a lot of places where he talks fondly about Goyim. There's one place in Vayezara Dav Chof, He writes the guy with the din of Lois Sechane. He says, "Kol shemer umos hakedurois v'darke adosois shemoydis velkus ain sofik shaf shaf b'she'em akiroi mutter v'roi." Is y'all give a guy presents, right? But someone the goyim today who are very wonderful goyim, yeah, their gedurois v'darke adosois. Fine people, yeah. Mutavaroi. Yeah. But then again it also has been a sense. But the problem is though the Miri adds Kvar Amush Lech Adam Yerech Lenochri. Yeah. The Bem's the Rajba has a kasha. Right? It says that you're allowed to give the Mishnah in Chulin. In Giranosha. Her Giranosha. Yeah, for those of us. Yeah. Mishnah says you're allowed to send a Yerech. With the whole sugya about giving him the yerach with the gid, the whole shash, whether are you choish that he's going to resell to a Jew, you know, without taking out the ganosh and kitzur, the jewel thing that he got it from you, kitzur, the whole sugya there. But it says you're allowed to give you're allowed to shleich adam yerach to the guy. I lois chonim, I'll give him presents. Yeah. So Chari Miri is answering that question. Right, he's saying, you're talking about wonderful goyim. Wonderful goyim, there's no problem. Let's chonim, which is pillow playing. Yeah, but there, if it's just for the censor, he didn't have to come. He didn't have to go out and answer the Rajba's kash with that. He could have just said that. Oh, for wonderful goyim, we're allowed to give him present. The fact that he's mefalpa with it and he used it to answer kash, luchar is a shluka mashma that he really held that way. It's a shluka pel. Now, one more point, and that is, that's a small point, but. Like this, the one of the Gemaras says, "Gishbaruch Hu Rav Yater." So they're being over, so it's hit the lamb. Screw Iskar. Gemara says, "Em survayisa." So the big shalom achrayim, glad achrayim. If the Gemara says, "Hit the lamb," I mean they're Rav Nisser. They're Rav Nisser, right? So Adi Gemara says, what are two examples of Lifnei Iver? What are two examples of Lifnei Iver? Moshit Kais Yayin LeNozer Ve Ev Menachai LeBen Noyach. The two examples in the Gemara of Lifnei Iver, one is Kais Yayin LeNozer and Ev Menachai LeBen Noyach. So some of Krem explain why that for these two examples, because by Nozer, because that's... The one that's giving it doesn't have the Isser, and my guy, and maybe it's a guy, you don't care about the guy. Oh, so the question is, but see, now it's a favor. I wrote Rabbi Atar Goyim. Then I wrote, it hit the lamb. So what's the favor? So over here, there's a Ramami Pano, okay, that, no, oh, so Peshua says that Enechnami after that one it was hit to lem Rabbi Atagayim. So Mel is talking Nolf Neiver, Nolf Neiver. It's just an Isra Bonim. Gemara says it's a peller. Right? Gemara Pashas Gemara saying Eim Rechayin Ozer. That's like the Schmitz example of Neiver. It's from after Matan Tayer. Yeah, it's from after Rabbi Atar. Oh, so Ma'isa. There's another discussion. We'll get back to this in a second. The Rama. Ramam Pano says that what about the Gemara and also Gemara Chulin Kopeis says that Eiv Menachai is Chal on Behemet Tameya because it's a Maisiv. This Eiv Menachai is Chal on Behemet Tameya because it's a Chal on this Eiv Menachai is Chal on Behemet Tameya because it's Maisiv. Yeah, it's Eiv Menachai is also even Menoyach. Isser Eiv Menachai is Chal Mehemet Tamei because it's Isser Ma'isiv. Taisus says why? Because it's Chal also for Eiv Menachai. So, in fact, it's looked at Ramam and Pano. What do you mean? He argued in Taisus. Agamar says Rabbi Atar Goyim. It's like how can he tell me Eiv Menachai is Ma'isiv because Ma'isiv by a guy? No, it's not. Rabbi Atar Goyim is no Isser. Yeah. Oh, so Ma'is like this. Yeah. That So Chari had to answer, and then this is what we're doing in Rashi. So Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Film Kai Maison, Chari Aina Mitsuvim, Avil Ma'oinshin Lai Patron. Yeah? Ma'oinshin Lai Patron. Right? So what's it saying? What's Rashi saying? You know, they have the Isser. Kosh Baruch took away the Schar. Omer V'yata Gan, Kosh Baruch was matter for them. But they're still going to be punished for it. Yeah, they're still going to be punished. They just, the owner of Schar comes to Vaisa. So Mela, that's the Chari Pshat and Taisus, that is considered Maisav. And Mela, that's why it will be Shayach, Lifnei Iver as well.